every day. You get three KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5, and it's 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by Sweet James. You've been injured in an accident? Call Sweet James. I'm Jackie Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Well, they're still trying to make sense out of our top story, the West Valley shooter. Let's get back to Gatos and Chad.
Bizarre. You know, we were here yesterday when everything went down. We covered it for you. You know, 8 different crime scenes, people getting shot, wondering how many shooters are there. And then we find out it's one person. We find out that he just went around and just tried to, you know, shoot into cars. Today at about 2 o'clock, we find out who this guy is. He's a 19-year-old, and he lives in Surprise. And on Wednesday, he decided at about 6:15, somebody ticked him off, looked at him wrong, and he was going to shoot up his car. Luckily, the victim there survived. But he went on a shooting spree the very next day. So we've really learned a lot. Who he is, how old he is, where he's from. He's from Surprise. And this didn't start just Thursday. It started on Wednesday at a Circle K. So I do want to say this real quick before we go through some of the incidents. I mean, it almost sounds like a guy who wanted to go on this shooting spree for a while. And thank God that the police department in Peoria and Surprise and surrounding areas found him so quickly, because, you know, he could have just went the next day and did the same thing. And it's hard to find guys like this. So they found him, I think, rather fast. It all started at about 6:15 on a Wednesday. And, you know, the very next day, I don't know what the time was. I'm thinking maybe 1 p.m. He was in custody right around there.
Yeah. It's a weird story about, you know, just listening to, you know, the guy Shane we had on earlier and I talked to on earlier on the phone. It was the night before it started.
He
was shot at, and how that kind of came about. And he goes, I recognized when they were talking about a white SUV. I'm like, that's the guy that shot at me the night before.
Jeez.
And it just some of the stuff that's coming out about, like, him and the issues he potentially had. And that Shane guy said, look, he looked like he meant business. And he goes, but he could have killed me, because he took the gun out and he loaded it up and he chambered one and he could have killed me. But he didn't. And he got in a car and he drove away. But then I got in, I left and turned down Olive, and it looked like he was following, I was following him, but he stopped in the middle of the street with traffic everywhere.
And shot into his car.
Tried to shoot in his car.
Right. So what is he admitting to doing? It seems he's admitting to a lot of these shootings, but he's not admitting to the Wednesday shooting. That's odd. You know, there was a shooting on Wednesday. There was a shooting on Thursday.
Yeah. And when they asked him about the person who died, that's when he lawyered up.
Yeah. So he was kind of giving some information out, but he said, I was at home all day on June 16th, which was Wednesday. Well, that sounds like a big fat lie, because he shot at a guy at the Circle K. But then on Thursday, June 17th, he admitted to shooting at certain people.
Who we believe were all trying to kill him.
That's the other part. Let's get into that. So what happened a month ago where this 19-year-old West Valley shooter said, he went through what he claims is a big scare.
Yeah. He claims, as he told the police, that a month ago, somebody tried to kill him. Somebody tried to shoot him and kill him in Phoenix. And he believed that every car, somebody in there was trying to kill him, and they had a gun.
Okay.
And that was his belief that, hey, somebody is trembling. The paranoia obviously ratcheted up at that point. If that's truly what he believes, that every car, do you see how many cars are on the road? Imagine driving down the street and thinking everybody's trying to kill you.
Right.
If you really believe that.
Is that a real thing? I don't know if he's lying about it,
well,
or if he's just making it up. But let's say let's say it happened. Let's say that this 19-year-old West Valley shooter did get in a spot about a month ago where someone tried to kill him. What does that do to you? You're 19. Maybe you do look around, and maybe that does happen. You look around and think everybody's trying to kill you. You're that scared. It could happen.
It's plausible. And at that point, though, you...
Doesn't give you the right to go out and shoot everybody.
But you start to lose... If you lose that kind of touch with reality, and that's what it is, you have no idea what's going on. You're no longer in touch with any kind of reality. You probably have no idea the difference between right and wrong or any of that stuff.
Mm. Well, he shot into a car, and one woman was shot three times. Thank God her three-year-old daughter, who was in the back seat, did not get hurt.
Thank goodness for that.
Right?
I mean, when you think about the fact that he did that, and let's be real, for the amount of stuff that it sounded like he was doing, and what he had the capability of doing, it was nothing compared to what could he have done. Yes, somebody lost their life, but he had a high-powered rifle, and he...
Plenty of ammo. On the Loop 101 near Thunderbird Road, that is where a driver lost his life. I think he was a 56-year-old man. He was in his vehicle, deceased. It was a pickup truck. It looks to me like, I'm reading this report, it looks to me like the vehicle exited the freeway near the off-ramp and went down into the canal.
Yeah.
So my guess is he was shot.
He got hit in the neck?
He did.
Yeah, got hit in the neck, and then, you know, by the sounds of where he got hit in the neck, he might have bled out rather quickly. But he lawyered up on that one. He did admit to shooting.
Well, that's murder.
Yeah, so he lawyered up on that one, but there was also, you know, he said somebody fired at me first, so I fired back at him. But that's the one where, at that time, it was talk to a lawyer, please.
This suspect has been booked on first-degree murder, aggravated assault, there are multiple counts, drive-by shooting, multiple counts, and endangerment. 19 years old. Late Wednesday, he started, continued around 11 o'clock on Thursday, and the cops got him shortly after that.
Yeah.
Okay. We want to make sure that you're texting the word food to 411-923. Today is a Food Bank Friday on the Gatos and Chad Show. We're trying to get people fed. We're trying to get people less fortunate than all of us. Water. It's 117, 118 degrees out. If you could find it in your heart, show's almost over, so if you do it now so you don't forget, just text the word food to 411-923. We've set up a link. It's very easy to donate. And honestly, a couple bucks, you're going to save somebody's life because people are going to die in this heat. And let's make sure that doesn't happen. We're partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank on a Food Bank Friday. Just text the word food to 411-923. Coming up next, I want to bring this up. I think this is kind of interesting. You and I thought the same thing yesterday about this guy. Why did he just give up to the police? We have a few theories. We'll discuss it next.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, we're trying to find out as much as we can about why someone would shoot into other people's cars. And that's what happened yesterday. A 19-year-old surprise man arrested, charged, multiple charges, including murder. In the last segment, we went through, you know, why he may have done this. He said that he was involved in a shooting.
A month prior, somebody shot at him and threatened him.
Right.
And then his paranoia, I guess, grew to the point where, at least this is what he's telling the police, that he felt that every car coming by was going to kill him.
Right. So, why did he allow the police to arrest him? This is usually not the way it goes.
No.
Usually somebody runs. Usually somebody drives. It's a high-speed chase. Usually somebody flees. Sometimes they just drive their car into another car and kill themselves. Sometimes they get out of the car, shoot the cop.
Yeah.
Or point the gun at the cop. And
death by suicide.
Right. Why was he so, I guess, fine? Because if you watch, fine about being arrested, if you watch the video, it's at KTAR.com, could it be he actually thought he did nothing wrong.
It's possible.
He actually thought he was protecting himself.
It is. It's, well, and that and if that's true, that goes back to when, you know, the when you look at the definition of like the insanity side of things when they're talking to court is, do you understand the difference between right and wrong? And if you do not understand that what you did was wrong, you have no understanding whatsoever, you have no grasp of that kind of reality, more often than not, that's when you're going to find the person is incapable of standing trial. Yeah. The Lori Vallow case right now is, the, even the prosecutor says, she has no idea that she did anything wrong. She is, she doesn't think she did. She doesn't, and that's a part of what goes on, that if you can't distinguish between right and wrong,
yeah,
then you have no grasp on reality. And so, is it possible?
Is it possible that maybe he thought he did nothing wrong and he was protecting himself because in his mind, and I'm not making an excuse for this guy at all. I'm just trying to get into his mind.
Get into his mind.
You know, is maybe that's another reason why in the mugshot he's smiling.
Maybe.
I don't know. That I took that as more evil than anything. I took that as I had a good day. I went out hunting.
But it might be.
Might be. I'm just 19 and I didn't do anything wrong.
I was just protecting myself. People were coming after me. Absolutely. And one of the things where we talked where that person who returned fire on him, he told the police, yeah, I shot at him, but he shot at me first.
Which doesn't seem to be true.
No.
Yeah, all right. But here's the other thing. If you're this 19-year-old shooter and you're in the car and the police pull you over, if you think everybody is shooting at you, don't you think the police are shooting at you too?
No, because you might look at the police as somebody that is you're not worried maybe about them killing you because you think, well, I could, because by the sounds of it, it's every car but the police. Somebody in there was ready to get him. I'm going to get you.
So every car but the cops.
Every car potentially but the cops.
The cops who have guns in their car and other cars who probably don't have a gun in their car.
Although a few did.
One did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and...
One guy who got hit in the arm with a bullet, he took his gun out and shot at this guy three times.
Yeah,
great.
And one of the big questions is going to be is, when did you get the gun? So if you said you got shot at a month ago and you were worried about your life, if you bought it early May, do you establish, well, maybe this guy started to spin off and think somebody did shoot at him. Maybe this guy started, do you know what I mean? You're starting to put together those things. If you've had it for years,
right,
and you're driving it around, or you got it 2 days before, they're going to try to put all those things together. And they're also, I'm sure, going to try to find some friends, family. What did you know? Did you know about him being shot at? Was this true? Because they haven't been able to verify that was true. So it happened in Phoenix. Don't know.
Well, we're getting more information on the West Valley shooter as the day happens. We're going to be here telling you all about it, trying to get into this guy's mind because, you know, it's the big question yesterday. What would make somebody go and do something like
this? A 19-year-old just said, I'm going to throw everything away. Why?
Yeah. Started on a Wednesday night, and then on Thursday morning, he continued it. All right. If you can, and we'd love you to. Text the word food to 411-923.
Absolutely.
Even with all the breaking news today, it is a food bank Friday on the Gatos and Chad show. There are people in the valley who do not have food. There are people who do not have water. Think about not having water on a day like this. It's 117 degrees.
Yeah.
So let's reach out, help some people. We're partnering with St. Mary's Food Bank. Text the word food to 411-923. You can visit the Gatos and Chad show page at KTAR.com. We've done this for 6 or 7 weeks. With your help, we've got 41,000 meals.
Yep.
That have been donated to St. Mary's Food Bank. And today we're concentrating on water because of the heat.
That is so. Again, I go back to this. Think about this. And this, you know, you guys, the nameless, faceless people that you see out there. You're driving down the street. Somebody's kind of looks passed over on a bench, you know, waiting by a bus. And those people may not understand how close they are in this kind of heat and may not have really any issues, any way to get water. And getting some water to those people may potentially save them. So it is so vital that you participate in this.
Yes, no question about it. So text the word food to 411-923. All right, we got Becky Lynn coming up with a news flash, still trying to find out why someone would go on a rampage like this over the span of 2 days. But up next, story time on the Gatos and Chad Show, the Father's Day edition, if you will. We give you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week. So coming up next, it's story time. We share something from our personal lives, and it's next.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
Story time, Father's Day edition. Happy Father's Day, Chad Benson.
Thank you very much, sir.
So, do you want to go first?
I'll let you go first.
Well, I've only had 8 Father's Day as a stepdad.
Yes.
And I never had that I have to have a kid moment. I never had that feeling my entire life is I've got to have a kid and it has to be mine. I never had that. I'm cool with that. What I'm even more cool with is that I'm a stepdad and the two kids, you know, are now in my life. They're amazing. They're in their 20s. I got to see them grow up, you know, kind of starting in high school. And I never expected anything from them on like a Father's Day because their dad is a good dude. He's a good dad, right? But every single Father's Day, they always do something for me, whether it's take me out to lunch or take me out to dinner or give me a card. Like, I never thought that would happen to me. And I never expected it to happen to me because I got married at like, I think, 39. And I was a bachelor until then. So as soon as I met my wife and fell in love with her, boom, fell in love with the kids. And I go, I think this is what I'm supposed to do. I think I'm supposed to be a stepdad. I'm supposed to be, you know, the guy that shows up at their events. I'm supposed to be the guy that is around when they need them. I'm not their father. They already have a father. I'm their stepdad, and I'm going to do the best job that I can. And I really like the gig.
Yeah.
I really do. These kids are terrific. I love them both. I'm so proud of both of them. It's fun. You know, being a stepdad on Father's Day.
You win.
The Gatos and Chad Show. That's right. Story time. Father's Day edition.
So my dad passed away when I was 16, and I love my dad, and he had a lot of issues and struggles. But, you know, I never thought I'd be a dad, man. I didn't, and I never thought of it. I was, you know, closing in on 40, you know, doing comedy, voiceovers, radio. I was living life. Lo and behold, one got by the goalie, and I had Jack, and it is the best thing. I said my regret in life is that I didn't have him when I was younger, but it is awesome. So he's coming out here this week. I am pumped about that. He gets to see his sister. He gets to see his stepsisters, all this stuff. It's just an amazing thing. It's neat because it was so weird. He was born, and then it was like the next week it was Father's Day. And I just remember that. It was like, what'd you do on your first Father's Day? I'm like, you guys really want to know my first Father's Day?
I want to know. What did you do?
So my first Father's Day was awesome. So he was born, and I think it was like 6 days later was Father's Day. This was awesome. It was weird. We had to feed him with a tube and all this stuff. And I was getting up with him every, because I really don't sleep, as we all know. And I didn't sleep back then either. I was getting up with a tube and having to feed him and do all these kind of things. And she says, you know, why don't you do something for yourself? Why don't you have some fun for yourself? And I said, she goes, what do you want to do? And I said, I don't know. She goes, you love movies. Go. This is from Jack. And I went and I got like lunch and I got popcorn and stuff. And I went and saw Alien versus Predator. I'm like, this is a great Father's Day.
Yeah.
So I am pumped, you know, because my dad, I love my dad, and he had a lot of issues, but he didn't not love us. And I know there's people out there that are estranged from their parents and fathers. My dad died early and he had a lot of issues, but it was never with me or my sister. And it's I just want to do the best I can for Jack and for the stepkids and his little sister. And we just do all the things that we do. It is great. And he's super excited about, he gets to celebrate his birthday this week too, because this time I had all the stuff, instead of sent to him, sent to us.
Right.
So now it's birthday time for him. So he's going to be over the moon when it comes to his birthday. And I'm just like, oh my God. But I told him, I said, dude, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I said, we got some hockey stuff, but if you think you're going to be going outside skating around on this, we're going to be going out at 2 in the morning.
Oh, you know the one thing I just thought about, too?
What?
I can't believe that my wife trusted me enough to be their stepdad.
Yeah. I can't either.
I mean, that's a shocker.
I don't know if she does. I'll be honest with you. I was golfing a few hours ago. You know, and it's big responsibility, you know? Yeah. It's like, you know, when you're a stepdad.
What, golfing with you or me being a stepdad?
Both. But just being a stepdad, you know, because you don't know what it's like.
No.
And, you know, you're getting somebody else's children that you're going to be in their lives. And you know, it's a huge thing. And the kids are great. And I tell them, too, I'm keeping score. So I want to know what this Sunday looks like because I'm going to need some good stuff because
that's right.
I do keep score.
That's right. Oh, the Father's Day edition. Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We give you 19 hours, 45 minutes of news this week. Then we share something from our personal lives. A lot of news this week. A lot of news today. Becky Lynn is coming up with Arizona's evening news. So to all the fathers, stepdads out there, happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.